And we're happy to have in the studio this morning Tricia Crowley, who is a volunteer for a very important organization in the community, the League of Women Voters, which I understand is not all women.
Oh, definitely.
But you will tell us all the details about the organization, I'm sure. Let's start with you.
So I've been a past president of the League, but a volunteer now working on the election events, which would be candidate forums, and probably we're planning a few others. So the League has been in Champaign County for 103 years. It was formed very shortly after the passage of the 19th Amendment. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And it is a nonpartisan organization.
Nonpartisan. We don't support any candidates or any parties, but we do take positions after study. But at this time, in terms of elections, we're just, our goal is to provide voters with information. Mm-hmm. And educating voters is one of our prime goals.
Historically, is that what the League of Women Voters has always done? Is that what its purpose started out to be?
Basically, the purpose was the League was formed by some of the women who were working on the 19th Amendment to give women the vote. And after that was passed, they believed that women now needed information and education in order to know how to vote and that kind of thing. So registration is one of our main goals, making sure that people are registered to vote, and then providing information about candidates and issues.
Yeah, and you, so this event, you have an event coming up next week.
Yes.
On Thursday.
Thursday evening, January 30th, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at the Urbana City Council Chambers. And there's only one set of primaries in Champaign County this time around. And that's in the city of Urbana. And there's primaries for mayor and for two wards. All the other elections in this cycle of elections will be in the general election, which is in April. Wow. So there's this one will be for citizens of Urbana, and then in April, all the rest of the county will be voting on something or other, not necessarily all contested races.
So who are the candidates that will be attending the meeting in Urbana next week?
The candidates for mayor are Deshaun Williams and Annie Adams. Mm-hmm. And the candidates for Ward 6 are Grace Wilkins and William Colebrook.
Okay.
And what is the format of the forum then? How does it work?
Okay, the League has some pretty strict rules for forums. We expect that the candidates will focus on their own programs and not on beating up each other. Mm-hmm. We have some time limits. There's an time each candidate can introduce themselves and their goals and programs. Then we have questions. We get questions from the public. You can submit questions online in advance, and I think the email address is campaignforums.lwvcc@gmail.com. So we have questions, and each candidate has 1 minute to answer a question, and we end with a closing statement. Each candidate has 2 minutes for closing. So this way, I think it gives people enough time to really see the candidates. And I think we've been told that what people really like is to see them side by side to each other, see them together. And so after the forum will be in person at the Urbana City Council Chambers, but it will also be live streamed by Urbana Public Television. Mm-hmm. And it will be on YouTube, both the Urbana Public Television site and the League of Women Voters YouTube site.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to be there to see it all. And in fact, it might be pretty crowded. So You might want to do a live stream instead of actually.
Yeah, the Urbana there. City Council chamber is not that large, but it's how many people does it hold?
It holds 116.
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah. So we do expect it to be pretty full, so people might want to think about staying at home and watching in the comfort of their home.
Yeah, but if you have a question, now you probably don't take questions live from the audience, right? All questions have to be submitted in advance?
They don't have to be submitted in advance, but for Urbana, citizens are very frequently active in submitting questions, so we'll give preference to questions in advance, and actually we do think there'll be more questions we receive in advance, so we won't be taking questions at the forums. Mm-hmm.
Do you ask the candidates the same question? I mean, everyone gets to answer the same question? Yeah. You don't just specify.
We ask the questions, alternating who goes first. We don't have, it isn't a debate. We don't have follow-up questions, and which is one of the traditional signs of a debate. So it's a forum where people, the candidates get to say what their position is on the issues that are in the questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think anytime you have a competitive election, especially in a community like Urbana, there is going to be a lot of interest from people.
As well, there should be.
There should be. And we appreciate the efforts of the League of Women Voters, because otherwise there aren't that many voices out there promoting just participating in our democracy.
I must say Urbana is pretty much unique in the county in terms of the interest that their citizens have in their elections. In other forums we've had, it's hard to get people to come up with questions or to attend them. So this is really, Urbana is a special place.
Yes, it is. That's for sure. Yeah. So after this primary forum, do you have other events planned as we get closer to the April election then?
Yeah. The other events, we haven't actually planned out other events yet. We'll be doing
that. We'll just assume that they will be there.
Yeah. The school board election in Champaign is probably the one with the most interest. I'm not sure we'll do a forum. Doing a forum with 11 people, having 11 people answer the same question one after another is...
That's tough.
You might get through about two or three questions by the time you're done with the hour.
And it just gets a little tedious. Mm-hmm. So we'll try and figure out some other way of getting the information out to people.
And so Champaign-Urbana, pretty much that's where you stick to. There are a lot of other elections around the community.
There's going to be a contested election in the consolidated election for the village president of Savoy, the village president of Rantoul, and I think we're going to try and do forums in those locations too.
Yeah, and it's good to see some competition. Yeah. So many times we go to, you know, the election, you know, do the election and there's somebody running up unopposed or, you know, nobody running for a seat, which is very discouraging. It's good to see a lot of participation.
All right. So once again, this this forum is going to be held next Thursday, January 30th at 7 p.m. It's at the Urbana City Council Chambers. And questions should be submitted in advance.
Yes.
And that's no guarantee that they're going to be asked, because you may get 100 questions and you can't ask them all. But the place to email those questions is candidateforums.lwvcc@gmail.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so
and
much. Yeah, go
you
ahead.
Can find all of this information on our website.
Which is,
well, if you Google League of Women Voters of Champaign County, you're going to find it.
Perfect way,
And the other thing I wanted to mention is that we will have a voter registration table at the event. Mm-hmm. You can't register, so to speak, remotely at this point, but you can vote in this election. You can register the day of the election. And we certainly encourage people who are not registered to find out what their registration status is and what they have to do. So if you're not registered and you want to know how to register, you can go to our website as well. We've got lots of information. And also the Champaign County Clerk has lots of information about how exactly to register to vote.
What information should a person bring if they want to register that night? What documentation?
They'll be just given information that night.
Oh,
They can register. There are different ways of registering. They can go to the county clerk's office. Mm. The limitation for registration is, like, I think 30 days before an election, and so we're past that. Mm. I would suggest that you go to either the county clerk's website or our website to look at exactly the kind of documentation that you need.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tricia Crowley, volunteer for the League of Women Voters. We appreciate you and the work that you do. Yeah.